If you love Motown, don't miss John Mann's Motown Treasure Chest every Sunday evening from 9 for the biggest hits from Motown Detroit. You'll hear the very best Motown classics mixed with rare and unreleased tracks that the other stations never play. That's John Mann's Motown Treasure Chest every Sunday evening, just after David Legg's The Best of the 80s show. Across the world online, on app, smart speaker, and across the South on DAB+. All of my shows are now available as a podcast on the Regency Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, John Mann's Treasure Chest.
This is Regency.
From the number one station.
Just relax, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, a strong one to start the show. I was going to play Two Tries, but I thought with what's going on in the world, I didn't want to tempt fate, if you know what I mean. A little bit of the old hay fever, so there could be a few sneezing fits in between tunes. I hope not anyway. And I was just looking at the date here, and this actually is the last show on GMT. The next show you'll hear will be on British Summertime, and I will actually start and finish... and it'll still be light. It's strange. You can't get used to it, can you? But it has been absolutely bootiful. In the word of Bernard Matthews. Remember that? It's beautiful. I always felt sorry for the turkeys, though, did you? Is the talent that is Paul Simon and the Mother and Child Reunion. I think we'll have to dig out Me and Julio down by the schoolyard and play that. So, Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. So the portcullis is open, the drawbridge is lowered, the pirate ship has just arrived. You're listening to John Mann's Treasure Chest live from our pirate studios here. We're going to be on our best behaviour. Helped along with, obviously, executive producer Alison, who's getting ready for our Motown session upstairs. And we've got a brand new styli from Stylist Man in Germany for our 6 grams. Not wanting to brag about it. Poppy the Labrador is here. Smudgy and Pumpkin, the Pussycats. Cyril the Squirrel is scampering around out there. He loves his nuts. And we do the Pets Club after this, I think, part one.
I'm
Felice Taylor, and She Feels Love coming on. It's obviously because it's the spring. It's the light, you know, the light increasing. Something like that, anyway. So where are we? Yeah, we're going to do part one of the Pets Club. First of all, we got Dave Phoenix's dog, Sausage Dog, Coco. Very cute. Also, Kirsty and Old Garth, with Merlin the cat and Guinevere the rabbit. Louise's and Doug's pussycat in Vancouver, it's Teddy. This is focusing in on the screen here. Ross's cat, Tig, in Worthing, who snores very loudly. And we've got Phoebe and Adam's Jack Russell, Ezio. And I was really sad to hear about your place being flooded, you two, in temporary accommodation there with your doggy as well. So hopefully that can get sorted out and you can get back home ASAP. We've had that. There's nothing worse. Absolutely nothing worse. Sue and Marie's kittens, Hades and Hermes, they're in Hove. Really pretty little beauties, all fluffy. And we've got Tony Madison's dogs, Fudge and Betsy, in Cannonby. Adrian and Mandy's cat, Ziggy, Burgess Hill, who is a girl, by the way. He is a girl, I do remember that. Bailey the Pooshoon in Dumfries, owned by Amy and Paul. Also, Murdo and Bronwyn's monitor lizard called Darwin, who wanders around the flat in Edinburgh. I mean, what else would you do, really? They're very big, aren't they? They're very big. And then we got Fiona and Ernie's cat, Rita, in Hofover. And we'll do part two in the next hour of the show, if that's okay. Here comes the motel.
Love.
Motown Treasure Chest.
This is Regency.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yes!
Yeah! 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 All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Robinson with the Miracles and Mickey's Monkey, and before that Diana Ross's Love Hangover. Were you doing the monkey? It is a dance. In fact, I did play it on Sunday's Motown show and I liked it so much I sort of got this earworm and I've got to have to play it again. It does actually happen sometimes. Don't forget the Motown Treasure Chest Sundays from 9 here on Regency Radio, and we podcast it from 10 on the Regency Radio website or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can share it. It's a bit like, I mentioned it before, it's a bit like sherbet lemons or butterscotch or chocolate. You can share it, or jelly babies, but don't bite the heads off. You can hear it again as well on 9 o'clock on Monday evenings on Alive 107.3 across Dumfries and Galloway. Okay, the first shout out of the day, David in Kent. Oh, no, sorry, I beg your pardon. I've totally incorrectly read that out. David Kent in Hassocks. I moved you, didn't I? Bob Stevenson in Uckfield. Carl Hibbert Worthing. Also, we've got, listening in Eastbourne, Liz Reed. Carl Blackford Arundel. Love the castle. Paul Davis in Camptown. Love Camptown. Well, I used to live there, so I know all about it. Linda Clements in Windermere. Jerry Armstrong in Longtown. Also, Peter McFadden in Dumfries. And I'll tell you how to get in touch with the stations, quite shortly. And as I've said it before, don't call me shortly. They were brilliant, weren't they? That's Talk Talk, and that track was It's My Life. I was meant to play Life's What You Make It, and I put a search in. It came up with Life's What You Make It, and I hit the button, and Talk Talk's played It's My Life. See, this is technology for you, isn't it? This is why I do like some grams in the studio, because you put them on there, you know exactly what's happening. But with technology, but it does help a lot, doesn't it? Technology, until it goes wrong. Okay, I told you I'd get in to tell you what you can do to get in touch with these stations. What you can do is do studio@regencyradio.co.uk if you want to message the studio. The studio inbox at Regency will be changing slightly in the not-too-distant future. And also, we're revamping the website. But I'll tell you about that when it's landed. When it's landed, okay? So it's studio@regencyradio.co.uk. You can text us to 81400, starting your message with Regency. So it's Regency 81400, or you can email info@regencyradio.co.uk. That's info@regencyradio.co.uk. If you're listening on Alive 107.3 across Dumfries and Galloway, you can message the studio via the website aliveradio.net. That's aliveradio.net. Or you can email hello@aliveradio.net. Hello@aliveradio.net. It's as simple as that. Okay, this is the dub takeover. The dub takeover this week. I always feel that when we've done the dub takeover, I've landed. I drift around the studio with the speakers really, really loudly vibrating. Good job we haven't got a neighbour too near, isn't it? Otherwise, no doubt we get complaints. So, start off with Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus, and that was Jar Glory, and that track is an unreleased track. From my collection there. And then we had King Tubby, Money, and he did that with Bunny Lee. Money Lee Dub, it was called, and that is on the Trojan label. A couple of nice bits of vinyl to get us underway. We're going to do Scar in the second hour of the show, and I've got some great Scarface. Don't call me Johnny Man, my name is Scarface. And they're on vinyl too. Not played them before on the station, so looking forward to that. Okay, we're going to do the TV catch-up. With the ketchup and the popcorn and the chips in the second hour of the show. But in the first hour here, we always do Johnny's Nerdy TV Catch-Up of the Week. Sometimes it's actually difficult to find something too nerdy and geeky, but I managed to dig this one out for you. If you're on Netflix, it's Return of the Killer Tomatoes from 1988. It's a cult science comedy, sci-fi comedy, and sequel to The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I've actually watched, I am a bit of a saddo, I've watched both of them, they're quite scary. But this one is about an evil professor who creates an army of human-looking tomato mutants. I wonder what variety they are. Are they Moneymaker or Outdoor Girl or Red Alert? Maybe they're Shirley. They're quite good, they grow quite easily in this country, Shirley. You get a good yield from them. But anyway, the Netflix, Return of the Killer Tomatoes, quite scary, absolutely hilarious. So I said to executive producer Allison,
you hit me with a flower, you do it every hour, oh baby you're so vicious.
all the vicious women listening to the show. I know where you are. Lou Reed, Vicious. Very nice. So where are we now? We're 3 days after the solstice. That was equal days and equal nights, and that was Friday, wasn't it? And after that, the days increase. The daylight is actually longer than the night. Thank goodness for that. It's been a long one, hasn't it? I noticed the dawn chorus has been very, very loud this year. Those of you that live in the country or even in the towns, actually, the dawn chorus. But I didn't realise this, but I was looking at something from the RSPB that was sent to me during the week, and actually the dawn chorus starts about 15 minutes before sunrise, and it starts a few minutes earlier each week, right the way through April, because it's tracking the sunrise, you see, as it changes. And by mid-April, it actually starts before 5 a.m. in the morning. And tracking the sunrise, it gets earlier and earlier over the next 6 weeks, because there's more dark, safe time to fill with sound, it says here from the RSPB. It's really interesting, this, if you like birdies. Also, cold air carries sound further, and it tends to be cooler, and the wind's speed is normally at its lowest at about 30 minutes before sunrise. Not every morning, of course. You know, we do have it lashing down and whatever. But that is generally why we get the dawn chorus. I thought that was really interesting. I just hope that you do.
That bottom. Jean Mann, il est tellement funky.
Can you keep still when that's going? That is Fabulous Barker on Regency and Alive. Bottoms up, bottoms up. Why do people say that? I'll have to look that up. I'll have to Google it. Bottoms up. Okay, it's time for some handy home hints. Still haven't got the jingle, but I do like doing this handy home hints. And I'm sure you look forward to it with relish every week. Okay, stop rinsing dishes. It wastes water. Particularly if you've got one of those water meters, isn't it? So basically, if you're using a dishwasher, it says here, modern dishwasher detergents need food particles to cling to in order to work effectively. And I didn't know that. I always rinse them before I put them into the dishwasher. But you wouldn't put them in if they're really filthy, would you? But anyway, it says that it actually will wash them better if it's got lots of food particles to cling to. How about that? Handy home hints. There's another one here. Embrace some clutter. Sometimes leaving books or items around the place makes a space and it feels more relaxed and lived in, rather than looking like a show home. I do agree there are some people's houses. Each to their own. Each to their own. I think we ought to call our place Clutterbox, if you get what I mean. But some people, it is like walking into a clinic, isn't it? And you think, my goodness me, have they got anything in here? Where do they store things? There aren't any shelves. Where are the cupboards?
Skinhead Revolt.
Okay, it's Mods and Rockers, Cockers.
Someone.
You want a bit of bother? Get your boots on.
Baby, you got boots on. John Mann's Treasure Chest on Regency Radio.
This is Regency.
Can't stop, keep rocking, kid.
We'll be right back.
We did the mods. We did the rockers. We are the cockers. Joe the Boss, first of all, Skinhead Revolt. And then we had The Who, the full-length version. Won't Get Fooled Again, eh? How can you beat that? It's almost impossible to do it, isn't it? So we're heading into the break. I'll have my nouveau cuisine. We'll have to guess which country it's from this week. It's really exciting, isn't it? But something to think about on the way there. What do us humans share 50% of our DNA with? Orangutans, trees, octopuses, or bananas? Okay. Orangutans, trees, octopuses, or bananas? We'll find out the other side. Bit of grand decor to take us to the other side. And this is called Passion.
Jean Mann, à la Régence Radio.
If you love Motown, don't miss John Mann's Motown Treasure Chest every Sunday evening from 9 for the biggest hits from Motown Detroit. You'll hear the very best Motown classics mixed with rare and unreleased tracks that the other stations never play. That's John Mann's Motown Treasure Chest every Sunday evening, just after David Legg's The Best of the 80s show. Across the world online, on app, smart speaker, and across the South on DAB+. All of my shows are now available as a podcast on the Regency Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, John Mann's Treasure Chest.
This is Regency
from the number one station.
We'll be right back.
So we're into the second hour of the Treasure Chest. It's John Mann here. Just in case you didn't know who I am. Sometimes I don't know who I am. That's Genesis, Abacab. We're really rocking it up, aren't we, on the show? Because I went into the news with... just before the tune into the news, it was Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who, the full-length version. That is the full-length version of Genesis, Abacab. So it's great having vinyl. You can whack it on and just really, really enjoy it. Into the news, I gave you something to think about. What do us humans share 50% of our DNA with? And I asked you, was it orangutans, trees, octopus, my great-great-granddad used to say octopus, susses, or bananas? Well, the answer is bananas, okay? And when I put it to executive producer Alison, I said, come on, which is it? Orangutans, trees, octopuses, or bananas? You know what she said? Bananas. I thought, how did you know that? See, Reigate County School for Girls, obviously she's got an education. I didn't know that until I read it during the week. They're also slightly radioactive as well. Let's have a radioactive banana and play a bit of Northern Soul.
Sometimes you love me like a good woman ought to. Sometimes it hurt me so bad, my tears run like water. Sometimes you get me out, yeah, right before your friends. Then you do something, baby, till we're alone again. Yeah, your love is like a seesaw. Seesaw, baby, up, down, all around like a seesaw. Sometimes you tell me, oh, I'm your sweet candy man.
I'm your sweet candy man.
Then sometimes, baby,
yeah,
I just never know where I stand.
Never know where I stand.
You lift me up,
try to lift me up.
Version. I got a great version of that by Aretha Franklin, which I'll have to play for you sometime. That was Don Covey and Your Love is Like a Seesaw. Big on the Northern Soul circuits, mates. Big on the Northern Soul circuits. Alison's getting ready for the second Motel Mix, Studio 2 up there. What did I have during the break? And you've got to guess which country it's from. This week's Nouveau Cuisine. A veggie skewer wrapped in pita bread with salad and a yoghurt dip. It's going to be really easy, this. Quite a lot of you have messaged me over the past few months or so and said, we really look forward to listening to the weird things that you eat during the news, John. Okay. A crispy phyllo parcel filled with spinach and feta. A small dish of baked tomatoes and peppers stuffed with herbed rice. Why do they say herbs over there, not herbs? Some lemon potatoes with oregano and olives with more feta. We do like feta. and a crunchy chickpea fritter with salad and tahini, and for afters, a mini donut with honey and cinnamon, and I washed it down with a cup of soothing mountain tea. Number one in the flavour charts, I'm ready to go and I'm ready to blow, but which country was it from? You'll find out.
Say, I don't care what they think.
Allison's Motel Mix number 2 from her studio. Velvet's Needle in a Haystack, and then it's Smokey Robinson and The Miracles, Being With You. What a great voice Smokey Robinson has probably still. He's still with us, isn't he? He's still with us. You have to be very, very careful nowadays. You have to be careful what you say about anything, really, don't you? The Nouveau Cuisine during the news. I bet you guessed it. Basically, when I said a veggie skewer wrapped in pita bread with salad and a yogurt dip, souvlaka. Okay, souvlaka. And when I said crispy phyllo parcel filled with spinach and feta, it was spanakopita. Spanakopita. Probably pronounced those totally wrong because my Greek is absolutely useless. But yeah, you're right. It was Greek Nouveau Cuisine. And you guessed right. We are on part two of the Pets Club. So first of all, it's Marie at Yew Tree in Houghton, Collie Dog Pepsi, Houghton near Carlisle, Sunny's cat Charlie in Plymouth, Siobhan in Dumfries and her cats Mr. Jones and Lola and Myra and also Charles Rue, Tony and Jeanette's bunny Doc and Pussycat Petal in Devon, Lynn's retriever dog Doug, that's in Dorchester, and of course we've got our Smudgy and Pumpkin and Poppy here in the studio, and of course outside is Cyril the squirrel because he loves his nuts. And then we got Cali Girl, the yellow Labrador, Egg Buckland in Plymouth, and Bob Marshall's cat Phoebe in Wivelsfield Groom. We haven't had any ducks or chickens yet, have we, on the show? No doubt that'll happen in due course. If you didn't hear your shout out on the Pets Club this week, don't worry, it'll be here next week.
Thank you.
very sultry Alana Miles, very soulful. That's Black Velvet. International shout outs, and we'll have some more music. In fact, I'm getting ready for the ska. I've got a couple of really great 7-inch ska tracks on the turntables here in the studio. But first of all, hi to Stan, the white van man in the Isle of Man, listening on Douglas. In Douglas. Douglas Head should be a good place for picking up most radio stations, I would have thought. Richard Payne in Bali, Mike Bennett Alicante, Wendy with her musical cows in Switzerland, better known, of course, as Madame Chapuis. John Moorcroft in Lanzarote, Mike and Miriam in Fasan in Germany, Louise and her husband Doug in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Bob the Boy James, Auber Alicante, still broadcasting like mad there. Karin Siobhan in Chirali in Turkey, all at the Canada Hotel. And Barry and Majora and Boss Clements in Thailand, all regular listeners. And Brent and Karen are listening in Spain. In Murcia in Spain. Very nice too. By the way, this is called Buggy Horse, just in case you didn't know.
Station.
I'm
man, dog, why?
Why you want shy man? I'll check all the official data, you know. Officially, do it one time.
Scarface. My name is Johnny Mann. It's great being able to play all my treasure chest gems on the radio, on Regency and Alive. It's absolutely great. Really enjoy it. We started off with Roland Alfonso and Denzel Lang. Buggy Horse, that was on the Jaguar label, 7-inch from my collection, followed by Prince Francis and Street Doctor on Studio One. I've decided I'm going to tell you what labels they are now when I play anything that's not that common, in case you want to go out and order it. What do you mean? It's not very likely, she said in my ears. Okay, we're going to do the catch-up here. Some great stuff to catch up on demand with your chips and your ketchup and your popcorn. Talking Pictures TV, Grace, Series 5, Episode 2, all filmed in and around the Brighton area. Some great shots of Brighton in this. Absolutely fantastic. Dead at First Sight, this episode's called Grace's Team Unravel a Tangled Web of Mistaken Identity when the death of a businessman turns up at a Brighton hotel and it looks like a crime of passion, or is it? Okay, we'll have to wait and see. Film 4, a thing called Beast, a BAFTA award-winning thriller. A young woman begins a potentially dangerous relationship with a mysterious outsider and it develops from there. Very disturbing, that one. ITV, American Psycho, another disturbing dark horror. It's a movie, of course. 2000 it was actually made, the year 2000. A wealthy New York City investment banker delves into violent hedonistic fantasies. Okay, don't try it at home. I've not seen that one yet. Sky Arts, it's Clint Eastwood, who stars in the 1964 movie A Fistful of Dollars as a wandering gunfighter who plays two families against each other in a town torn apart by greed and pride and revenge. I love your spaghetti westerns, do you? Brilliant. And finally, we do this one on Sky Arts. I Am Bruce Lee, a documentary about the life of actor and martial arts artist Bruce Lee, shedding light on who he really was. I'd like to play the theme from Enter the Dragon now. What do you mean? Haven't got time. Okay. I think we did actually play it not too long in the distant past. Or am I wrong? Okay. Time to relax a little bit with some Dire Straits.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo, you nearly give me a heart attack." He's underneath the window, she's singing, "Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet? Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above, I love you till I die. There's a place for us, you know, a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Can't do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julie, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above, I love you till I die. And there's a place for us, you know, the movie song. When gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Julia. And a love struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
John Mann's Treasure Chest from the Regency Pirate Studios. Yes, indeed. Dire Straits, what a talent that Mark Knopfler is, eh? What a voice as well. And that's from the Making Movies album. Some other good stuff on that. I think I played one or two tracks off that in the past. Tunnel of Love, Skate Away, Solid Rock. There's so many good tracks on that. So got the screen up now and going to give you a quick shout. Let me have a look now. Yeah, regular listeners to the show. Jeff Brown in Brighton, Holly Johnson, Southampton, Sarah Padham, that is, in Haywards Heath, Adrian and Mandy Burgess Hill, Mary Boxall Worthing, Brian in Robertsbridge, Daniel Horton, Kirsty in Scotland. What, just up the road there. Jamie and Monica, Edinburgh, Terry in Ambleside, Tony and Jeanette in Devon, and all at the Dartmoor Listening Post. And we've got Bob the Marshal, also Paul in Ackfield, Matt Curtis and his wife in Dover, Dan Hughes, Les in Brighton, Simon Blythe, Simon Williams, who's listening to the show in Devon, Mike's sister Lynn in Dorchester, and Mike and Linda at the Nails in Carlisle, well, Houghton near Carlisle, and Ian and Carol in the Seaton Sluice, nailed down in the Seaton Sluice tonight in Northumberland, and John Mansell. Mick Casey in Portslade and May Tilbury in Anvilside. I think we almost got there on that one. Oh, Lavinia in the Netherlands. Forgot to say hello to you as well. Oh, I like Batman, do you?
Hello, I'm Mr. Penguin. You do your thing, and I do mine.
This could be him.
I'm Mr. Penguin.
Ah,
I don't know where they got their inspiration. If they got their inspiration from the penguin in Batman, it's possible, I suppose. Thank you to Kling Jerry for selling me that many years ago. That is Luna Funk and Mr. Penguin. Sounds very, very happy there. Okay, more shout-outs, otherwise I'm going to get in big trouble. Jane in Hangleton, also Roy Mullen, Dave in Hampshire, Clive and Jenny and Maureen in Hove, Jane in Posh Paiku, Mike's sister Lynn, that's Mike of the Nails, and Roz in Worthing. Also Charlotte and Anne and Raven in Angmering, and Christine and Alan and Lawson in Carlisle. I'll see if I can squeeze a few more in before the end of the show. Ooh, footsteps are following me. And penguins. Francis Nero. Nice one.
Understanding and peace of mind. We've got to trust in one another. All of us should first be friends. Friends have a faithful trust in each other. Love without trust can't win. I don't want footsteps following me.
Is Nero, great soul artist, great female soul artist. That was Footsteps. Lovely. Okay, we got time to fit in the thought for the week. I'm sure you hang on to my every word when I bring up with these little gems every week for you. So thought for the week for this week. So why do we press harder on the remote when the batteries are running out? executive producer Alison says, why do you do it? I don't know. I guess it's a bit like the famous quote, a drowning man will clutch to a straw. Do you remember that? Here's another one for you. The older we get, the earlier the late nights becomes. Have you noticed that? Okay, the older you get, the earlier a late night becomes. I find that. Okay, let's get on with this. Another one on the turntable. Just managed to get that one queued up on the turntable. It's Johnny Allen, 2 minutes of bliss on the Oval Stiff label, and that was Promised Land. It is time for me to slide out of the studio. This has been a John Mann production and presentation for the formidable Regency Radio, and also a live 107.3 across Dumfries and Galloway. Back on Regency next Sunday evening from 9 with the Motown Treasure Chest. Tonight's show being podcast from 9 on the Regency Radio website. You take care now. I'll leave you with this one. James Olesey.
Hey, fellas. Yes. Hey, fellas.
The question.
What's funk?
What is funk?
What's funk? What?
I know what funk is.
You take care now.
What's that? I know what funk is.
What's that?
Well, funk is when you jam down to a big-time department store. Cop about $500 worth of clothes and the man say, I'm sorry, but your credit didn't go through. Funk is.
What's that?
Funk is going outside to get in your car. Turn around, pull your keys out your pocket. Turn around and your car ain't where you left it.
Moving with the time.
Jean Mann à la Régencier Radio.